Father, what an incredible opportunity we can just surrender all. Just a time of just looking at you and just seeing who you are. What a joy that we can just participate with you, Holy Spirit, because we've been purchased, we've been redeemed, we belong to the Lamb of God through His blood. And what a joy that we can say, yes, you can have it all because you purchased us with your incredible, precious blood. And we celebrate belonging to you. Thank you, Father, for this through Jesus. Amen. Amen. How are you all doing? Well? Okay. Any testimonies of God's goodness? Because we've got Mom and Grandpa here, and somebody might have other testimonies. Just the goodness of God. All quiet. I'm going to have to put names to the question. No. Okay. We're busy in the process of us really discovering our true identity, experiencing the jealousy of the Holy Spirit that wants to remove false narrative. And how we are often find ourselves living from a false narrative and not from the truth of who we really are and who God is. And so the Holy Spirit, who is a jealous Holy Spirit, and He's busy revealing and exposing anything that is not, it's not the narrative from God Himself. But it could be a narrative from experience. It could be a narrative from what we see, it could be a narrative what other people are sharing and saying, etc. It could be a narrative from what ministers have shared of your life, whatever it may be. But the Holy Spirit is jealous, and He wants to wash us with the powerful word of His in removing all that narrative that is not from Him. Because His narrative produces life. And that's how we start to evaluate these things. So we're busy with that journey of discovering our true identity. Now, a lot of things take place. We see in the world, we see in our own lives, we see all around us. A lot of events, there's a lot of wickedness, there's wars, there's a lot of corruption, there's broken homes, there's abuse, there's happiness. There's so many things that take place all around us. And quite often as believers, we can get into the place where we start to blame and we start to say, oh, it's a government, or man, that's the sinful nature in mankind, or that's the devil, or man, that's their own choices, etc. And very often we can look at all the stuff that's happening around us and we can pass the buck. And often we forget to ask the very important question, yes, that's happening, but why is that happening? Maybe it's because the body of Christ does not know who we are in the Spirit to be able to be seated in the Spirit of who we are and to begin to operate seated with Christ in His incredible divine authority, in the redemptive power of Jesus Christ. And this is what the Holy Spirit is really helping us to recognize, whether we are accepting who we really are in Christ Jesus, whether we are occupying our true identity, or whether we are still occupying our old identity and the narrative that we may be having in our mind, and we're not really occupying who we really are in Christ Jesus. And there's a move of the Holy Spirit amongst us as believers here and in our town and in our nation and not probably worldwide, where we are really becoming conscious of, we can't blame anybody, we can't blame the wickedness, we can't blame the devil, we can't blame, because we need to make sure that we are occupying our position in the Spirit to be able to see the power of the kingdom, the gospel, the kingdom of God advancing and dealing with so many things and touching people's lives. So it's that kind of, that's why we spoke last Sunday as well, where we starting to understand the zeal of Jesus, the jealousy of Jesus in what he did on the cross for redemption of mankind, and the Holy Spirit's enabling us to not just let things go anymore, but to understand the incredible jealousy of God for mankind and to be involved in that jealousy of the Holy Spirit and that zeal of God for His honor and glory. So we've been looking at this, and just for an example, just on a very broad sort of basis this morning, just so that we can start to think, we can start to understand the process of how to begin to really know who we are and how to start to position ourselves and occupy and be seated in who we are in the spirit realm. There's many examples, but let's quickly go back to, for instance, Noah. Or no, not even Noah. Let's go to Moses. That's an easy example to share. When God spoke to Moses and said, Moses, you're going to go and bring the people out. What was Moses' narrative? Look at me. I'm this, I'm that, and that. You see, God was speaking to him who he is in the spirit realm. And Moses is speaking how he's viewing himself in the natural. And he had to have a burning bush. He had to have an encounter. He had to have a time with God and ministry from God for him to start to position himself who he really is in the spirit, and to start to occupy and to start to move and manifest who he is in the spirit in the physical manifestation and leading the people out. And David the same. We can go through many, many examples in scripture. Every example of the people mentioned in scripture. All of us are the same. God has called us. We are a new creation in Christ. And wow, that's a wonderful fridge magnet. But are we occupying that reality? And this is what the Holy Spirit wants to guide us into, all truth that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. So here's just a very broad example, and we'll just spend a little bit of time this morning on this. In Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus speaking to the disciples, and it's about the Beatitudes. But there in verse 13, he says to them, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. We won't touch that right now. But the next verse, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to anyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So, straight away, as born-again believers, straight away, Jesus gives a very introduction to who we are in the Spirit. We are light. That's who we are. So when we start to accept that, and we start to, okay, but I'm light. We as a body of Christ in Metsamaholo, we as a body of Christ in South Africa, we are light. Jesus has spoken. That's our true identity, light. Now I'm starting to think differently. Now if I look at darkness, no, I see darkness, but we are light. I'm accepting, I'm starting to position myself, I'm starting to get into agreement of my true identity in Christ Jesus as light. So that's the starting process as we begin to look at this. Here we see in John chapter 1, you know, when Jesus is introduced by John, and we see over here in John chapter 1, where in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made in him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. So straight away we see here, we are light. Jesus is the light of the world. And this light of the world does something. It produces life. It has fruit to it. It has an effect on all mankind. So now we are in him, our true identity. And because we are children of light, because Jesus is the source, he is the light. All of a sudden, as we look at darkness and we see everything happening around, and we see that no, but Jesus said that our true identity is we are light. He is the light. And now as a born again believer, we are in him. So now we are light. And this light is for all mankind. Now I start to think differently. Now my decisions, my behavior, my the way I go forwards, I start to live on the reality that I'm light. So now I don't choose to operate and practice in any form of darkness, because that's not who we are. I cannot violate who we are, who I truly am in the spirit. And so as the body of Christ in South Africa, now that we are in Christ, he is the light of the world for all mankind, and darkness does not overcome Christ Jesus. He is the light. We are the light. Why is darkness overcoming light? Oh, there's something that we need to ask and say. Maybe it's because we do not know who we are and we've compromised. Maybe it's because we are participating in the deeds of darkness, and so there's no, it's gray area. It's not, we're not shining bright as a body of Christ. This is, may not be any of us over here, but this is to help us know how to pray for the body of Christ in South Africa with the jealousy of the Holy Spirit that wants and working within us to be this blameless, this spotless, this holy bride of Jesus Christ. So we've got an insight on how to pray as we start to pray for our nation and our community. There's an activity involved by the Holy Spirit he's inviting us into. So we have, for instance, in 1 John, where we see there who we, another part of our identity, we're coming back to light again. But just, yeah, quickly in 1 John chapter 3. And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. You know that he is a righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are, our true identity, children of God. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God. It's a fact, it's a reality. Now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. There's still much more for us to experience. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Some time back we looked at Ephesians chapter 5. Who are we? Just on a very broad starting point, Jesus says we are the light of the world. He is the light. And in the miracle of being born again, we are now in him. So we are in the light. That's where our spirit lives. So I need to start to renew my mind. My spirit is living in light. Let's begin to look at this. In Ephesians chapter 4, first of all, we see, so I tell you and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. And we know that Satan has blinded the minds of the believer. We know that in the miracle of being born again, God shines his light into our hearts that we can see who he really is as the Son of God and the glory of God. But it's the ignorance of the mind. So there's revelation that is needed of who we are. There's revelation that is needed. There's truth that is needed by the Holy Spirit in helping us to understand our true identity. And so Paul continues to write the revelation down. And he says here in chapter 5, verse 8, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." What happened when we got born again? Spirit to spirit. What is the new creation in Christ Jesus? See, our spirit is that new creation reality. We still have this body. It's not yet the redeemed body that we're still having to wait for, the resurrected body. Our soul, we still have trauma. We still have tantrums. We still have wicked thoughts. All of this kind of stuff is still there. It's not yet a new creation. It's being made new. And the time comes when we are resurrected from this earth where we live in the newness of the new body and the perfected soul. But our spirit now is that which is new creation reality. And this is why when we start to realize, but my spirit is in light, that's my true identity. My body is still catching up later on when I die. My soul still has to catch up and get renewed in the process until the time comes. But my spirit now is dwelling in the light. How do I live from my spirit? How do I occupy and renew my mind so I don't stay in ignorance as I was before I got born again? What's the narrative that's going through my mind that is still part of the darkness? We're no longer in the darkness. And so he starts to share, and he says over here, "For you were once darkness, but you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." Now this is fascinating. "For the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." So all of a sudden, here we see that this light has a fruit to it. And this fruit consists of all goodness. All righteousness and all truth. Now the body of Christ, we are light of this world. We are in Christ, so we are light in Him. Now we're in a community. What's the fruit of us accepting our true identity? What is the fruit of you and I, the body of Christ, as we position ourselves, who we really are, as light to this community, as light to wherever we may be? What is the fruit of that? And here we see an amazing insight here where this word goodness is only used 4 times in the New Testament, and it's not used in secular Greek at that time. Only here, it's a biblical term, because it's not human goodness. The source is God Himself. It's His goodness. That's one of the manifestations of this incredible light. It's in us. And as we live by our spirit, what's taking place? All of a sudden there's a manifestation, there's a fruit of His goodness. Not our human goodness, because that falls short. Our spirit knows the goodness of God. Our spirit lives in the goodness of God. And the Holy Spirit's helping us to be able to start to renew our mind and to say, but my spirit knows His goodness. I may not know it yet. I may not be manifesting Your goodness yet. Holy Spirit, You're the one that's working in me. And now I'm getting into agreement. I'm renewing my mind that the goodness of God, my spirit knows. I want to learn how to live from my spirit now and not from my soul dimension. So now we're starting to know what to do. We start to no longer be ignorant. We start to renew our mind to the revelation of what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us about light. So it consists in all goodness. It consists in all righteousness. And in all truth. How does this shape our lifestyle now? When we accept our true identity. Who has authority over the darkness? Who has authority that's taking place? We know there's darkness. We know Satan is anti-Jesus Christ. But there's a lot of things that are taking place because we've got the knowledge of we are light, but we're living in grayness and not in the truth of light that comes in our spirit. So we're not living from our spirit, we are living from our soul. And that's vulnerable for compromise. That's vulnerable. So from my soul, my goodness may look differently depending on the manipulation taking place. So here we see there's a balance where there's goodness, there's righteousness, and there's truth. It's not separate. We cannot operate with the goodness of God outside of His righteousness. Because it could be good for me to steal from you. It could be good for me in the work environment to gossip about you so that I get the promotion because it's good for me. So this goodness of God, this light consists of the goodness that's in accordance to that which is right in His way, that which has God's approval. This goodness and this righteousness cannot operate outside of the truth. So if I want to communicate truth and I don't have the goodness of God operating in the balance and the harmony of this there, it can be quite devastating. I can speak the truth, but I can speak it in a way that destroys and manipulates and to get my way into I need to go on a mission trip next week. I must go to Russia. I must go to Japan. I need your money because I want to go on holiday. The truth says you must. So it's so easy. That's why you cannot operate this light, this light, this fruit of light is not righteousness in another light that is the truth and another light that is goodness. No, it's one source, God Himself. And there's a balance of all the goodness, the righteousness, and the truth of God. Holy Spirit's guiding us into this. The Holy Spirit is helping us now when we start to renew our mind, as we look all around us and we start to renew our mind. Lord, I could get involved in many, many good works, but is it your goodness? What does your goodness look like? How does this goodness that my spirit knows, how do I live from my spirit? So it's the power of the Holy Spirit. One of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is goodness. How does that manifest in this given with the righteous? Which has your approval and which is your truth? How does it work? This is part of the journey of all of us. God has prepared good works for each and every one of us. See, so it's different. It takes you and I the opportunity to sit with Him and to hear what He's saying and to walk with Him and to discover. And today in the environment that we are in, each one unique places, in the homes, there in the office, there in the streets, wherever it may be, that goodness, oh Lord, it may look totally different than it'll look for me there in the home. But for you in the workplace, it's needed over there. That's the intimacy. That's an accepting the fact that we are light. So when we go to work, when we go into the street, when we go home, we light. There may be darkness in the home, but I'm light in Christ Jesus. Your light consists of all this. That's going to determine the way I'm going to behave, the way I'm going to speak, and the way I'm going to now conduct my life in that given situation. Because that's who I am. I'm light. and consists of all this goodness, righteousness, and truth. And the grace of God in our weakness, the grace of God in power, that's why from our spirit, suddenly we start to find the power of God in our weaknesses to enable us to make the right choices, to choose who we really are and to live it out in a practical way. It's going to open up for us as we go on more and more and more in this area. So as we conclude, for you were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. So now we start to put into practice manifesting who we are as children of light. Have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather what we need to be involved with, the fruit of light. Because that's full of life. Don't get involved with the fruitless deeds of darkness. That's not our participation anymore. We are now with life and only that fruit that bears fruit. And he carries on and he says over here, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. And this is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. That's our decision. We've accepting that we are light. Now I start to live it out. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. And they have nothing to do with foolish etc., but understand what the Lord's will and so forth. So here again, as we conclude, is just an example. Jesus asked, and this could be at the starting point, Jesus asked his disciples, who do you think I am? He asked the disciples first, who do they say that I am? And he then asked disciples, and Peter was the one that said, but you are the Son of God. And this could be the starting point of really understanding our true identity, is to ask, to answer that question of Jesus. Who is Jesus? He sang, Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Jesus, Savior. Our starting point in our true identity is not looking at ourselves and saying, who am I? Look at my personality. Let me do a personality test and all those kind of things. No, our starting point is to answer the question, who are you, Jesus? Because my life is in you. You are my life. I'm a new creation in you. You've created me with personality, but that's not my starting point. My starting point is who I am in you. And who are you? And this could be, I think, probably for all of us, the way we're going to be just growing in this is to answer Jesus' question, who am I? Who am I? Our answers will reflect something quite profound. Is Jesus a light? You are light. You're all powerful. We can carry on. Renewing my mind to who you are. And this, what did Jesus say? Blessed are you, Simon Peter, because this was revealed by my Father. The Holy Spirit will reveal when you ask Jesus who he is and you start to answer those questions that he asks, who am I? The Holy Spirit will give such revelation. That revelation, whatever it may be for each and every one of us, that's the truth. Now we start to renew our mind and start to grow into that truth. That's our, he's leading us into who we really are as his children, the children of God. So guys, light shines over the darkness, exposes the darkness. The sad thing is, throughout history, the church that is great does not get persecuted. The church that is light gets persecuted. That's just the reality of it. Jesus told us that's going to take place. That's just it. But there's a grace, there's a zeal, there's a purpose. And Jesus says, I'm giving you a great commission to go and make disciples of all nations. How do we live? And that's, are we living in from who we really are in Christ, or are we living from our soul and what satisfies the body and what satisfies the soul? You can have it all. Ouch. How are we saying? One last scripture I want to just share with you, Colossians 3, as a closing scripture here, verse 1 and verse 4. And I'm going to read this from the Passion Translation. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. Who are we? What's my true identity? In Christ, my true identity, that I've been raised with Him. Just think of that. Ponder on that. Go deep into that. And this is why we are to yearn for all that is above, for that's where Christ sits enthroned and at the place of all power, honor, and authority. And Jesus asks, who am I? Yeah, we start to see something. Where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. Your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. And now your true life, your true identity, who we really are, is hidden away in God, in Christ Jesus. And as Christ Himself is seen for who He really is, who you really are will be revealed to you, for you are now one with Him in His glory. As you answer the question that Jesus says, who am I? As the Spirit reveals who He is, we start to truly find who we really are. That's the starting point. First Him, and then we get revelation, we accept that, and we start the transformation process and renewing of our mind. Amen. Oh. Father, we want to thank You for the miracle of You taking us out of darkness and bringing us into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of Your Son, Jesus Christ, and through whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sin. Father, as we just take this broad concept of Christ being the light of all mankind and the life that comes from that, and we take the reality that we are light in Him and we are children of light, Lord, and from within us, from our spirit, flows the source. It's this life that flows out of us. And this is the goodness and the righteousness and the truth that is in our spirit man by You, Holy Spirit. And so, Holy Spirit, we want to ask now, as we yield to You, as we surrender to You, so that we can walk with You, we can keep in step with You, so that this true light within us manifests through us, in our personalities, in the way we think, in our decision making, and then in our behavior as we display what's really inside of us. Jesus, You spoke and You spoke about You will make the tree good and the fruit will be good. You've made our spirit good, so the fruit is good. It's Your fruit. And You speak in about walking in the Spirit in Galatians, Father, concerning the fruit of the Spirit. But this is more. This is speaking the reality of our true identity of being light and in experiencing the fullness of Holy Spirit life within us. And we want to thank you. Lord, we look and we see darkness, but you are showing us, Lord, that we don't have to be overcome by darkness. We don't have to be intimidated by darkness. We don't need to be people that are blaming and trying to do all kinds of things. But we can be people that are taking our position as children of light and getting your wisdom and strategy and insight on how to manifest it and how it works through our lives in a unique way, not just individually, but we as a family and the body of Christ in every town and every city and the nation. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, you're the Spirit of wisdom. And as we prayed last week, Father, again, we ask for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, and then that the eyes of our heart will be opened, just as you opened up Peter's eyes so that he could see who you are in the Spirit. We're asking that you would open the eyes of our heart, that we can see who we are in the Spirit, in you, Christ Jesus, and get our true identity. So today, Father, wash the false narratives from our mind, from our experience that we believe, from our past, from our present, the way we're thinking about our future. We ask, Holy Spirit, blow away those cobwebs, blow away that narrative. Let the fire of God burn those pages so that they are consumed and right into our hearts, right into our spirit, the letter of life, the letter of God's truth. Communicate that to our spirit as you testify with our spirit, Abba Father. Share with us the thoughts of our Father, Holy Spirit, as you speak spirit to us, that we can receive and know who you are and who we are in you, Jesus. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We embrace your ministry and we open up today. We open up our hearts for the goodness of God in sharing with us that we are his children, loved by him, sharing with us his plans that are good plans, his plans that wants to touch the world, his plans that want to set captives free, his plans to be able to minister into people's homes and people's lives, yet there's so much pain and disaster. His plans where people believe that they're okay and they're saved, but they're not yet, is a false narrative. There's so many things, Father, that your goodness wants to just go into, your light wants to shine. And we, as your children of light, say, yes, Lord, here we are. So we surrender, we give you all. We give a whole life to you so that your light can shine through us. And we thank you. Lord, I want to just ask now that where the past wants to trip us up, maybe even this morning we might have had arguments, we might have done things that brings a lot of condemnation. I want to ask that Holy Spirit, you will help us to answer the question, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? So that we can sort out once and for all the power of the cross. We can sort out once and for all and have a narrative of what Christ has done. So Holy Spirit, open that up. Give us revelation. Open the eyes that we can see Christ, death and resurrection. We can see him being glorified and seated in the heavenly realms. We can see who we are in him, seated with him in the heavenly realms. We can see how we've been raised from the dead in his resurrection. We've died in his death and we are a new creation. We can begin to get our true identity. But not just for us, Father. This is for the body of Christ in South Africa. So we're asking, Father, that you give the body of South Africa the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know you who really are. We need to know who you are, Father, in order to know who we are. And we thank you. Lord, we don't want to start and say, who are we? It's the wrong way. We ask, who are you? So that we can grow into that as your spirit leads us. So we want to thank you. Father, we celebrate today. We celebrate the privilege of being light. We're not hiding from it. We celebrate, Holy Spirit, your jealousy in exposing darkness in our mind, in our hearts, in our practices, because you love us. And we are in a divine purpose. We are in a divine mission. We're with you, Father, to let your goodness, your light, and your righteousness be displayed. What a privilege to be children of God. But where the lie that says it's not nice, it's not fun, God, you shared earlier this morning that you are a fun God. It's not just, you says mean, but it's like your fatherhood is fun. Your goodness is fun. It brings life. It brings joy. It brings peace. Remove the false narratives, Father, of who you are. Reveal yourself, Father, to us so that we can now look and say, okay, let's answer the question, who are you? And thus we commit ourselves into your grace, into the ministry of Holy Spirit in and through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.